What's up, guys? Jamie Grace here. Welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast. Aaron, say hey.
Hey, what's good, y'all?
Okay, so it's 5 minutes before the Masked Singer episode 2 starts, and we are about to watch it. We just went and got some snacks. It's HDMI 2?
3.
Oh. Aaron got some donuts from Krispy Kreme.
Show me.
I got some tacos from Chronic Tacos. Why isn't it working? Oh, my gosh. It keeps going to components. I get so stressed out that we're gonna miss it, and it's 4 minutes away, but the TV's moving slow. Okay, there it is. Okay, so we're turning it on. We're gonna be piping in at every commercial break to let you guys know who we think is what and what we think is who and all the things, all the opinions that we have about this show. It's our favorite show right now, and we're ridiculously excited that you are with us on this journey. Go ahead and listen to last week's episode if you missed out. But yeah, keep listening, because every commercial break, we're going to let you know what we think about this crazy show.
A crazy show.
All right, the rabbit just performed.
Oh, man.
I'm so lost.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. I was actually thinking NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, one of those guys.
Nah.
Because of the whole, like, I used to be in a pop group. Like,
he didn't say a pop group, did he?
No, he said he used to be with other people, and then somebody was like, he pops up here and there, and then somebody was like, oh, maybe that's like a pop group. I don't know. I'm stuck on that. I feel like Joey Fatone is a good guess, but you brought up some good points about the athlete thing, so now I'm stuck.
I just think he's an athlete, because he didn't necessarily say he was in a band.
Right.
You know, but I think, no, and I was looking at his physique. Just how it is. He was really tall, and then when he's performing, his calves were really big.
Right.
So I'm thinking maybe it could be a basketball player.
And at the beginning of his performance, he did seem a little frazzled. Like, he really didn't know how to perform. No offense, Rabbit. So I feel like that would lend him to not being in a band, not being a performer. And then when they asked him if he was in a band, they put the caption up on the screen and it said, yes, ... in a band. So I feel like
And he also said, I played in a mask.
Yeah, he did say he played in a mask, which would make him a football player.
That can even make him a football player. That can make him a hockey player.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know any hockey players like that.
There's not that many famous hockey players.
Yeah, but
he's got like Carrie Underwood's husband. I feel like
that's the only. But he said he hops up. I don't know that hopping thing though. But then I'll try to look at his straight jacket.
Yeah, I feel like the straight jacket has something to do with it. Kind of like, and like the merry-go-round Ferris wheel thingy was kind of like dark. So there's something that they're trying to like, that's funny. There's something they're trying to play with the whole like dark mindset kind of, you know, I don't know. There's something they're going there with that. Something about like, he's in a straight jacket. Has somebody called him crazy? Like, who had a song called Crazy? Gnarls Barkley? Could it be Gnarls Barkley?
I'm just guessing it's an athlete. I just know it's an athlete.
Could it be Charles Barkley? No.
Wow.
Because I said Gnarls Barkley, so I was like,
wow.
Charles Barkley. Does anybody else? I feel like Gnarls Barkley, and I don't even know what he looks like in any of his other songs, but I feel like he's the only person that's like known for having a song called Crazy. You know what I mean? Like, who else talks about that?
But
the only other person, like, I was trying to think of, like, is it somebody that talks about, like, mental health? But then that just seems like they wouldn't go that route, because that seems a little insensitive.
But they asked, have you been in a boy band or something like that? And he just said,
yeah.
In a band.
He could mean, like, an athletic band. That could be, like, could have been a play on words.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's, like, an athlete/actor that has played a role where he was in a band. I don't know. There's so many different ways. We are not. It's back on. We'll come back to you guys later, but we do not know for sure who the rabbit is. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we just watched the alien perform. It could just be me, but I feel like it was way easier last week. Like, last week, I feel like, even clue-wise, I feel like I was able to pick up on clues better.
Yeah.
The performances. This week, I feel like they just made it way harder, or they just knew in production, but
Stopped giving away the hype too. They did it last week. Yeah. They didn't do it this week.
The main thing I actually thought when they were saying that the alien grew up in the public eye and they didn't want to be controlled and stuff. The only famous families I can think of right now are like the Kardashians. Like, I was thinking
whoever it is, they do not have really good dance moves. They were very like,
or necessarily singing voices either.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they're like, I just know for a fact they don't sing, and they're not used to like moving and gyrating, yeah, and moving around and junk.
You know, celebrating as far as celebrity families, now that I thought of a category that no one has touched yet, I think, mm-hmm, on the show is political. What if it was one of the Obama's daughters? I feel like that person's, you know, a little bit more mature. But the only reason why I say that is just because, like, no, she said she had many sisters. I did think that it could be one of the Hadids. No offense to the Hadids. I don't really know anything about them except for that they are models. And that one time I passed by them while they were filming their show. And I was like, oh, who's that? One of my friends was like, oh, that's the Hadids. So I did think maybe it was one of the Hadids. And then Robin Thicke was like, it could be a Hadid. So...
yeah, maybe my thing is like, and then they intentionally throw out stuff like that. They were talking about how her stance, how she kept her stance.
Yeah, the stance for sure. I mean, she definitely has either experience in like the modeling performance industry, or like her family does.
Or is that sister thing just on? I have many sisters.
It's definitely not a lie, but it could be deeper than you think.
Yeah.
Because think about when Antonio Brown was like, my favorite pastime is bowling.
Right.
But that meant the Super Bowl. So it's definitely something suspicious about the way she said, I have many sisters. Could be a girl group thing. She could be one of the girls that left Fifth Harmony. No, but she said she grew up in the public eye, so... I don't know.
So when they grew up in the public eye, I mean...
like, I can't really think of a ton of people.
I don't know celebrities like that unless they're athletes, so I'm kind of...
yeah, I can't really think of anybody that grew up in the public eye that's still... like, that would be saying, I have many sisters. Like, I can't think of a lot of big famous families. Tia and Tamara. I mean, I know she says she has many sisters, and maybe they were playing on the fact that the show was called Sister Sister.
That's not a bad guess. That's not a bad guess at all.
And they can sing.
Ish, yeah. A little bit. Yeah, they can sing a little. That's not a bad guess, babe.
Yeah, so it could be one of them.
Many sisters. Sister play. That's really good.
I know. Thanks, babe. I'm pretty proud of that guess. Okay, yeah. So yeah, that's where we are right now. The only other like famous model I could think of was Tyra Banks.
Yeah, but I don't know about her.
And sister. I don't think she grew up in the public eye. I think that was more of like later in life. So, well, not later in life, but more of like adulthood. So I guess we'll see, guys. I am confused as to how they're doing this new season or this new episode. Like, all the people from last week, are they going to come back next week? Are we never going to see their faces
again? I want to see the monster.
Yeah, I'm going to be very disappointed. I mean, I know we have to see them at some point, but I can't wait to see how this works.
Yeah.
Okay, commercials are almost over, so we'll be back soon, guys. All right, guys, commercial break number 3000. The Raven and the Pineapple just sang.
Yeah.
Babe, do you have any guesses? For the Raven?
No. None of them. The Raven, okay. The Pineapple, just...
so...
no.
For the Raven, I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure that she said she just suffered a big loss.
Mm-hmm.
But I immediately thought like a loved one or a family member. But I don't think it's a person. I think it could be something else. And they also mentioned about knowing how to talk, knowing how to host... so I was thinking either a judge from a reality show or like a competitor show or a talk show host. My first guess was Ricky Lake. I don't know a lot about Ricky Lake. I just know that just seemed to be Ricky Lake. I know she had a talk show back in the day. I don't know what loss they could have been referencing.
Said the weight thing.
Yeah. Well, no, that was another person. This is a controversial one. My second guess was Roseanne. She just lost... her show. We won't dig into those details, but that is a fact.
Yeah.
So that's the second person I thought, and she wasn't like last comic standing, so she has never had a problem getting an audience. She was a judge on that. My third guess, well, they said Sherry Shepherd, and then I was like, oh, it could have been Sherry. And I know that Sherry has recently lost a lot of weight.
Right.
And that could have been where they were going with that. I don't know. Regardless, Sherry, if you listen to the podcast, what up, girl? Miss you. But yeah, I like, so she's super great, and I do think it could be her, but it didn't sound like her voice. Just, I agreed with their reasoning. And then the Pineapple, I think it's Danny Trejo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to say his name. But I saw him in Spy Kids, and I watch that movie all the time, so I know his voice really well. And the Pineapple seemed to have a little bit of an accent.
He had an accent, most definitely.
Yeah.
I just don't know celebrities like that, so I'm not really good for this.
but this week is harder, athletes. I feel like.
It is.
Because even like last week, I feel like you were like, no, this person, no, that person. But this one is like... it's so much harder because they're not gonna get a bunch of singers to do it because that would just not work out. It can't just be only singers during the show.
Well, just like ones that kind of fell on the radar. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if, like, they could throw David Archuleta in there or something like that. Yeah. Maybe that was like, I don't know, but he'd be really short. I'm not saying he's in this thing, but yeah.
I can throw singers in there. No, I feel like it should totally be. I wish there were more singers because it seems. Not so much that it's easier, but it just seems more fun not to be so stressed out.
You know singers' voices. That's why
I feel like Jamie
knows singers' voices like to the T. It's almost kind of scary.
I don't know. I feel like that'd be really cool.
Yeah, last week I felt like I had a grip on who was who, but now
this week I'm just stressed out.
Yeah, not a chance. Yeah.
And this Dunkin' Donuts commercial always weirds me out. Okay, guys, we'll see you at the next commercial break.
Yeah.
Who knows what's gonna happen? So the poodle just saying, we're still lost.
Well, no, I think we're on the same page. We think the same person, right?
What's her name again?
Julia Michaels.
Yes. We're thinking, like, there was that, she said that she, like, well, we think it's a girl, because they also said Richard Simmons, and I'm totally not going to be surprised if it is. But they were doing the, what did they say, like, I come from a musical family, but I'm known for something else, while they were lifting weights.
Yeah.
And we're presuming it's a female, and Julia Michaels is kind of the only...
Yeah.
Like, famous, like, female in fitness.
And then, like...
That everybody would know. Could have been Jane Fonda, they said, too. And I don't understand when they said, I'm here for your honor. That threw me off completely. Like, the only thing you'd ever think is, like, a judge or, like... I don't know.
This is before us researching. Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of this, we're going to come back. We'll probably find one of those blogs that has all the guesses on it. And we'll see why they're right and wrong. But these are just our raw thoughts.
Yeah. And, no research, no anything.
And my goodness, these raw thoughts are killing me because I don't know. The rice looks good on that commercial. Oh, it's a four cheese risotto?
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways.
Bye. Quick little interruption. It's Jillian Michaels, the name that we meant to say. That is Jillian Michaels, everyone. Okay. It's still on commercial break because they have 8 million commercials. But we'll be back. Also, there's a show called The Orville. Can somebody tweet me and tell me if The Orville, if they think I like it based on the stuff you hear me ranting about? Because I kind of want to check it out, but there's a lot to catch up on. All right, guys. I feel like that was the least stressful one so far, which was the bee.
Yep.
We got some clues that they prefer to be like called queen bee, if not even empress.
Yeah.
So it's always kind of like they must be like an old school person. I was thinking, before she even started singing, I was like, I think it's Gladys Knight. And then I was like, it could be Mary J. Blige, because the whole queen bee and then Blige starts with the bee. It's an old school person. But now we have the hint that she started singing in the 50s.
Yeah, and she said she prefers to be called like an empress. But I think, I first thought Little Kim, because, you know, the whole queen, she was the original, like, queen bee.
Right, right.
But then the judges guessed it. So every time the judge guesses it, you know, it's just... cut that one out. But then, like, you can tell she has some older pipes.
Right.
And then you did throw out Chaka Khan.
Yeah. So what I did, I was like, I'm assuming she's a black woman.
Oh, no doubt.
And I'm assuming she's a legend. So I decided to Google the full list of performers from Rest in Peace, from Aretha Franklin's funeral, and just go through that list. Cause I was like, if she was a queen, she sang at Aretha's funeral. Mm-hmm. And so I came up with Chaka Khan, Gladys Knight, and the other person that is not, I don't think, saying the funeral is Gloria Gaynor, who is the lady that did I Will Survive. So I don't know. I feel like, I don't know how long they've all been out, but my strongest guess right now, I think, is Gladys Knight.
Gladys.
Unfortunately, we're not going to find out because, well, fortunately for her, she made it the next round. But we are about to at least find out one of them,
the poodle or the alien.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I just burped. We're going to figure out one of the three of them. And I just want to figure out somebody so that I can get to my Googling. And they're about to show the guy from Cosby Show. And then they went to another commercial. Oh, Lord. The news in California. Okay. Anyways, guys.
You're welcome,
America. We will see you guys in a second. Okay, bye. All right. The pineapple is about to take off his mask. Baby, who's your final guess?
I think maybe Eddie Guerrero.
All right.
WWE wrestler.
My final guess is Danny Trejo. Trejo? I don't know how to say his last name. The anticipation is killing me. Who is it?
You're taking 3 years for no reason.
Who is the pineapple? I have so much anxiety. It's an older white guy, it looks like. Based off of... Wait, who's that? Tommy Chong. He's a comedy legend. Oh, is that who they guessed? Oh, no.
No idea who that is.
No offense, Tommy Chong. Sorry, Tommy. We're not super familiar with you. Okay, we'll be back. All right, guys. So we're at the end of today's episode.
Yep.
I've seen this guy, Tommy Chong. I'm sorry. I don't really know his name fully. I've seen him like somewhere before, and I feel like it all makes sense, obviously. But I didn't know who it was. So I was a little bit like, okay, cool. I can't wait for next week to keep on seeing more of us, more of the show, and just it's just so fascinating. But I am looking. I do like to go and look at some of the articles after and see what their guesses are. So I'm on Newsweek, and babe, for Who is the Rabbit? Some of the guesses are Lin-Manuel Miranda and Jordan Fisher. That's so random. Mm. I have no idea. I don't think it's either of those two guys. And then the alien, some of the guesses are Gwyneth Paltrow, Lady Gaga, and Adele. Who comes up with these guesses? What in the world? For the Raven, they said Dolly Parton, Miley Cyrus, Miranda Lambert, Farrah Abraham, or Julia Roberts. I don't think it's any of those like people. Or Who is the Pineapple, which has already been revealed. And then Who is the Poodle? Some of their guesses are Christina Aguilera, Beyonce, and Adele. I don't think it's any of them. Or it could be Christina Aguilera. No, she doesn't sound like that. Yeah, that's not her voice. And then Who is the Bee? They said Ray Vaughn, Beyonce, Kelly Clarkson, Venus Williams, or Serena Williams?
Neither one of those.
None of them.
Yeah. There's that.
And then, okay, this is all from last week. Okay, so those are all the guesses that... It's kind of some of the ones that we've seen online. I would love to know what some of your guesses are. Hit me up on Twitter, on Instagram. You can hit both of us up. I'm Jamie Grace H on both. Aaron is, what's your Instagram, babe?
The Aaron Collins, T-H-E and then Aaron Collins.
And then his Twitter is, it's Aaron Collins. So just I-T-S. No, that's fine. I-T-S and then Aaron Collins. So yeah, guys, we would love to know what you guys think. Please tag us all day with all of your thoughts because... We are really into the show, and hopefully next week we'll get some of the people back from last week because I want to know what's up. I need to know who everyone is, and we are super excited. So have a great day, guys. Talk to you later. Okay, bye.